Everyone, it's Bus Chick, and I'm just laying in my sleeping bag on my bed, bored out of my mind. It's been one of those really slow, boring, cold days. I gotta admit, I'm not in the greatest mood for a few reasons, one of which I found out today. Last night, I was at Kipling Station, and I looked over at the window where the supervisors sit for the subways, and normally, every year, they have the window dressed up with Christmas lights and a little Christmas tree and a wreath, and the little office is dressed up a little bit, and it looks really good, and it's really cheerful, and it really... I don't know. It's a little something. It's a little bright spot in a miserable season. Because I hate Christmas. I don't hate the fact that Jesus was born. That's not what I hate. I hate the commercialism. I hate the loneliness. The depression that hits. It's just not a good time of year. Those of you who have had to spend Christmases alone. More than one. More than two. You know what I mean. It's a time of year you dread. Everybody going nuts, buying everything. And everybody's so jealous about what kind of presents they're going to get and how they're going to spend all this money and rah, rah, rah. Yeah. But, okay, let's get back to the issue at hand. So my favorite window to look in at Kipling Station was bare. No lights, no little Christmas tree. Nothing. Gone. I was pissed off. I didn't say anything about it last night to my friends because I was thinking, well, maybe it's just because they're replacing the window or they're going to clean the office. Or I was trying to think of some reason as to why this would happen, because I'll tell you something. These guys and gals who drive these subways, it's got to get pretty boring under there and pretty depressing being underground all the time, you know? And there used to be a driver that used to dress up the cab of his train with a little sprig of lights and a little sprig of wreath and, you know, just make his little cab a little happier. And, you know, he used to wear a Santa hat. Well, he's retired, but I miss him. That was the first couple of years I was here. I used to see that every so often. But it was bare. The window. In the little office. And it really upset me. And I didn't want to bang on the door and see if my friend Jay was there. This wonderful supervisor named Jay. Big, chunky fellow. Very tall. Who I've gotten to know over the years. And who... if he leaves Kipling Tower, I'm going to be so depressed, because Jay is just Jay. Jay is awesome. Jay's saved my ass a few times, too. One time I was... you know, it used to be that they sold orange juice down there to subway drivers and bus drivers, and there was orange juice and apple juice and water. And so if I had a low sugar attack, I'd go down there, have the 75 cents ready, and grab an orange juice. Well, they stopped that sometime last year. Either this year or last year, I can't remember. But this year, a couple of months ago, I was having a real bad day. And I was trying to get to the meal at Osgood. And I could feel my body just not wanting to move. And I was having the sweating and palpitations of a low sugar attack, and I was really scared. And I knocked on the door, hoping somebody had an orange juice or a can of Coke that I could buy off them. I had a loonie in my hand. And out walks Jay. And he knew right away something was wrong. He whipped in the office, said, "What do you like?" He said, "What kind of chocolate bar do you like?" I said, "Aero." He said, "Okay." Whips out this Aero bar. Hands it to me. I undo it as best I could. Took me a moment to undo it because I was shaking like a leaf. And he wouldn't let me leave. He made me sit down. And he wouldn't let me leave until I'd eaten that chocolate bar and was looking better. So thank you, Jay, for that. That's audio boo number one.